Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. Welcome aboard. Oh, my goodness. What a past 48 hours it has been. Are you thinking this the same thing? Has something gone so whack in the universe in the past 48 hours that you're stopping right now and going, what just happened? Honestly, it's as if the air sort of was sucked out of the planet. But look, here's what's going to make it all better. We're going to have a couple of hours of great music. Frédéric Yanné is with us next hour. Oh, I just love to say his name. Do you know anything about Fred? He is amazing. He is our harmonicist. I think that he uses that word. We'll have to find out. He has been raved up one wall and down the other, and you're going to hear why. Oh, gosh, this is very exciting. Very exciting, too, to give you not one, not two, but three legends in this music mix hour, and we're going to start off with one right now. Had a little bit of communication going on with this gentleman. I don't know what to say about it other than the fact that of mostly anybody that I've met ever, in the short space of time that we were communicating, and we still might again, but he made me feel so good about being me that I will never forget it. I'm talking about the great Sonny Rollins. Let's start off with something really magical, shall we? This is going back now, say, 50s, 60s, to be specific. Let's see here. To be specific, 1955. And things were kicking in a whole different way back then, as you might suspect. But you know what? It's all about show business. And this is the song, There's No Business Like Show Business. Sonny Rollins on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Welcome.
Thank you.
man. I don't know about you. God bless you for listening. I sure needed that. And you know what? We're going to be talking about some interesting things as far as the music is concerned, but let us just tell you that this show is conducted from my home. So the doors are open today. You're apt to hear birds in the trees. You're apt to hear a dog barking or two, or our two cats, Rufus and Chaka Khan, going into the next room to do I don't even want to know or tell you. But that is the story. And what the story is, what you just heard is Chet Atkins, the late, great Chet Atkins with his good friend George Benson. And I'll bet you George really misses Chet. This is from 1985, from the CD called Stay Tuned. Sunrise, the name of that track. Oh, my goodness, Chet Atkins. And we heard from three especially stellar folks, all award-winning. Chet Atkins was pivotal in the Nashville scene, in the country music scene, back when I was doing country music a long time ago. And he did so much for so many artists. And like all great artists and people who were in a business sense, he got the book thrown at him a time or two or three for different moves that he made. One of the moves that he made was he chafed at the notion that he was just considered a country performer or a country writer. He was very interested in jazz. The background of this guy is so amazing. He had asthma when he was little. And back in those days, he was born in 1924. He passed away in 2001. Back in those days, there wasn't a whole lot to do for asthma. So as a child, he would sit up straight in the chair, and that's how he went to sleep, with a guitar in his hand, in his arms. And he made that a lifelong situation. That's how he fell asleep. Just an amazing guy. Was the guy who signed Charlie Pride back in the mid-60s. Real brave move for a white man in a position of power to sign an African-American guy to a label who had a raw country voice. He got some flack about that, and look what happened. An amazing career for both gentlemen. Just a pleasure to play Sunrise, along with George Benson. Love that. Gretchen Parlato we heard from. GretchenParlato.com has the story. This young lady, what you heard is a Cole Porter tune, Got Lost in His Arms, from Terry Lynn Carrington's Mosaic Project. What a standout piece this is. All of the tunes are good, but just to give you a background of Gretchen, the daughter of Dave Parlato, who played bass for Frank Zappa on many a sojourn, and the granddaughter of Charlie Parlato, who played trumpet for the K. Kaiser Big Band. So you know, this comes pretty naturally to Gretchen. Just a young gal in her 30s, first vocalist to ever be accepted into the Monk Institute, and then 2 years later, in 2003, won the Jazz Competition for Vocals. She's just amazing. You're going to be hearing so much more from her. All you have to do is go to her website and see the accolades from Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter. You get the idea. Sonny Rollins to start things. Let me tell you about this. Normally, I would tell you who was on that work time track, There's No Business Like Show Business, and there's just so much to say about Sonny. He's going to be, well, actually, he just turned 81 September the 7th. What's going to happen, and this is what I want to focus on, Sonny, on his birthday, got something that is so amazing. What a gift. He was told that he was going to be part of the Kennedy Center Honors happening in December. This is an annual situation. There's a handful of jazz folks who have won this. Last time around, Dave Brubeck in 2009. This time around, Sonny Rollins, quite rightly, shares the stage with Neil Diamond, Yo-Yo Ma, and Meryl Streep. So it's going to be real wonderful to have President and First Lady Barack and Michelle Obama be at this particular soiree, because this is the same president that put a ribbon around his neck for the National Medal of Arts last year. It was just, man, you can't even know about Sonny Rollins. You go to SonnyRollins.com and learn everything that you can and embrace this legend while you have him here among us, because I'm telling you, there's nobody quite like him. Nicoleone. I could say the same for him. Nicoleone had something real wonderful happen to him. Actually, the practical in-action result of this is going to happen October the 12th. Let us play something for you right now on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, from Nicoleone, as we await our guest, Frederic Yonet, next hour. We're so excited. This is the connection from Feel the Heat. You are going to feel this so strong. You talk about guitar work. Come on now. mercy. That's the way it's done. Hybrid Jazz with Trish Hennessy, and we had to play, of course, you know this. Hiroshima from Legacy, the retooled version of Turning Point that they did in their first 10 years of being a group. It's just so fascinating to see the creativity involved. Of course, you probably know that Dan Kuramoto was with us on Tuesday, and oh my gosh, it was so fascinating to hear him just go for almost an hour. It really wasn't an interview. It was sort of like, okay, Dan, here's the mic. Just take it. And he did. He told us, soup to nuts, what the basis was for Hiroshima and what their plans are. And it's astounding that Legacy is going to be the first in a series of what the group is going to do to enhance their music, to make sure people know that it's a peace-based group. So what they did, they formed in 74, first self-titled CD in 79. They took the first 10 years and picked songs that they thought would maybe get revitalized or renewed or spark something in folks. Turning Point was one of them. So now they're going to take the next chunk of years and do the same thing, and then who knows what their next project is going to be. The exciting thing is at Ram's Head in Annapolis in Maryland. I'm based in Baltimore, and this is a real big deal for Ram's Head. They love this venue. They love the town. They love the venue. They are going to be giving the audience a preview of the new CD, of new material, to see what we think. We're over the moon about this, and just to enhance the experience, everybody's going to get a free CD sleeve so that when they have the opportunity to download what they need from the website, they'll have something to put their CD in. It's just very cool. Yeah, that's what Hiroshima does to you all the time. No kidding. I am just immersed in their music and cannot wait to meet June. June is the standard bearer for the core of the group, playing that koto, learning from a master of koto, and being able to convey so much with the hybrid, if you will, of music that surrounds what Hiroshima does. Very exciting. Nick Corleone, you speak about exciting. Oh, my gosh. Here he is. Feel the Heat. The Connection is what we heard from. Nick is going to be a huge part of the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival, October the 12th through the 16th, my birthday. And I will be there for my birthday. I just am beyond what I could tell you about, out of control. Nick is going to win the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival Artist of the Year this year. Besides the accolades he's already received, and much deserving of all of them, he's going to be getting this on the initial day of the festival, October the 12th, as part of the fundraiser for BB Medical Center that I'm very well aware of, having used to live in Rehoboth Beach, and BB Medical Center has been part and parcel of our lives for the past many years. Nick does all this charitable work, as you know, music endeavors as far as music education for kids, et cetera, et cetera. So Nick, we just found this out the other day, is going to be collecting another award besides the humanitarian awards he's won and artistic endeavors. He's just a really special guy. We have another one of them coming up next hour, pretty soon, as a matter of fact. Frédéric Yonnet, on his harmonica, what work he has done, what creative efforts he is doing to make sure people know his music. Other people have recognized him, and they are no small taters, can I just tell you? Oh, my goodness. Let's dive right into Rick Braun, shall we? Please let us. This album, Rick Braun Sings with Strings, makes me feel so good every time I hear it. Hopefully that's the same way for you. I didn't know what time it was on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
I Didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm yours alone. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
You the peaks where winter snow was the use of the way that a break in the cool of the evening would give the evening without you.
Thank you.
John Coltrane for you. September 23rd, 1926. Passed away July 17th, 1967. You best believe I was going to play something from Train before his birthday. And we're taping this on the 22nd. Of course, that's tomorrow. So, yeah, my Philadelphia brother that I never knew, but I feel like every time I hear him, I feel as though our paths have crossed somewhere in Philly, somewhere down the line, because, you know, there could have been a time or two. You know how you just feel a kinship with a certain artist? God bless him. My favorite things, and the track was second Cole Porter song this hour, Every Time We Say Goodbye. What a landmark album this was back in 1960, 61. Unbelievable. Not only is it the fact that John switched from bebop to modal, but he also introduced his new quartet, which included McCoy Tyner on keyboard and Elvin Jones on drums. And he had switched up from tenor. He went to soprano sax. Now, the interesting thing is, I didn't know this. This is so cool. Not too cool for Miles Davis, who actually bought John a soprano sax when he was on tour in Europe back in March of 1960. Well, by the summertime, John was gone from the band. So he was really intrigued with this soprano sax and started to play it and was getting more involved in Eastern music incorporated into the jazz that he had been playing, becoming more spiritually awakened. So, you know, My Favorite Things did so wonderfully at the time, and people were going, what the heck? My gosh, he's everywhere on this. But he also knew how to slow it down, because this was an album of some standards. And what he did with that tune, what McCoy Tyner did on that keyboard. Every Time We Say Goodbye, John Coltrane. Happy birthday, John. I'll see you someday. HeidiMartin.com is where you need to go. That's the female vocalist we heard. She is something else. Jazz Times, Downbeat, New York Times all say the same thing. She is a pretty strong vocalist. And she's making her mark. Matter of fact, if you are in the Baltimore area tomorrow night on John Coltrane's birthday, Heidi is going to be playing it. There's a variation on a theme as to how to pronounce this venue, which is formidable in Baltimore. I'm going to pronounce it like this, Andai Musique. Okay, that's where she's going to be on North Charles Street. Larry Willis, you heard on that track, If You Never Come to Me. Just Heidi and Larry, and that was enough. From Alone Together, information about music you can purchase from Heidi is on her website. DC native, made her mark in 1999 in New York when she played at Birdland. So we're not talking about some small potatoes here, okay? Heidi Martin mesmerized a whole bunch of us. We were at the UB Blake Cultural Center some months ago. It was an all-female get-together for music, bass, drums, keyboard, trumpet, sax. Heidi came in and blew the roof down. Within a couple of bars, people were in tears, and I'm not joking. She has this rawness to her voice, this ring of truth that just makes you go, wow, did I hear a female vocalist before her? Honestly, she's got that kind of power. HeidiMartin.com. RickBraun.com is a place to go to find out more about Rick. I think you know a lot. He's going to be, while the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival is happening, Rick is going to be at the Desert Ridge Jazz Soiree at the same time in Phoenix with our guest that we had some days back, Lynn Rountree. Yay! And part of the New Year's Eve celebrations that we'll all have, incorporating jazz all across the country, Rick is going to be at the Tucson Jazz Society Soiree on New Year's Eve. I believe Joy Hall, my partner in crime on Cool Jazz Conversations, will be there. And speaking of Cool Jazz Conversations, Phil Perry is our guest on Monday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. So there you go. Now, the tune we heard from Rick, I didn't know what time it was from Rick Braun, Sings with Strings. I can't say enough about this. Philippe Sace did a wonderful job of making sure his good buddy had the right sort of accompaniment to this CD. If you haven't heard it, Rick Braun, there's a part of him that is Chet Baker screaming to come out, and it came out. He was playing trumpet. He was singing. It's a whole different side to Rick, and each one of these tracks was lovingly, lovingly done. Frederic Yanné. I just like to just slobber over his name. Coming up in mere moments, let us give you a taste, shall we, of what this man can do. Shall we just blow it out right now? Let's do it. You're going to be hearing a story about the song that Frederic did on harmonica with this tune and his relationship with the man who made it famous. This is Mr. Yanné from France, Boogie On Reggae Woman on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Get ready. Frédéric Yannet on harmonica there. Unbelievable what that man can do with that instrument. Should be illegal in most countries, actually. Unbelievable. And I am so pleased to tell you that right here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, man, we're getting really hybrid today because Frédéric is here with us. Sir, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am much better now that we are connected. Holy cow. You have such a story. I cannot believe your story. You came to this planet some 30-something years ago and have accomplished more than most people in their 80s. Frédéric, what is going on with you? How did you come to play the harmonica? Your story, please start from soup to nuts back in France.
I'm just pursuing my dreams. That's all I'm doing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't be sorry. Oh, my gosh. When you were little, this is one of the most fascinating things I read about you. In France, you and your dad went to these small clubs to do comedy. What was that like?
Actually, there were theaters. Yes, we used to hit the road together, and it was fantastic. I learned a lot from that period.
You made the transition from France. What made you decide to come to the States?
Obviously, America is a lot more less conservative in the way music, in the art form of music. It's a great venue for what I'm trying to do, and people are very welcoming to new talent, new art, and experimental music. So, you know, when it comes to playing a traditional instrument in an untraditional way, this is the only place around the world that allows you to do it in such a way, in such a manner.
Well, you know what? I think some would dispute that these days, but I'm glad you feel that way. You came to the Washington, D.C. area, and you have no idea. Your path and my path have crossed a few times, but we've missed each other. But we know some of the same people extraordinarily well. Daoud Saeed said to say hello to you, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Out of all, he is extremely talented. He's a monster at his craft.
Yes, he certainly is, and he thinks so of you. And right before the show started, he said, please tell Fred that I said hello. So what do you prefer to be called? Let me just ask you that.
Oh, you can call me Fred. Frédéric is my full name. But
I love it.
Fred is fine for my friends.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm one now. And apparently you have cultivated some. You have developed these relationships pretty quickly. Would you say that when you came to America, you pretty much got on fire quickly, or is that just an assumption from me because I think you're so extraordinary?
No, like I said earlier, America has been very, very welcoming. People are very helping to one another. The artistic community here in the U.S. is very different. It feels like there's room to grow for everybody, and every time somebody takes an initiative, people are extremely supportive, and that is very very unique to America from my perspective.
Well, I'll tell you what, the vibe that you have put on this country is so enormous. I was talking to Carla earlier, and it seems like folks who believe in you will go out of their way to make sure that others know about you. For example, Erykah Badu just posted something on your website today letting your fans know that you're going to be in Philly on Saturday.
Talking about support, huh?
Yeah, how about that? Oh, my gosh. That was above and beyond. How long did you play with Erykah, or do you still? Is that what you do?
I've known Erykah for a few years now, and we bonded very, very quickly from an artistic perspective. She is, when it comes to expanding the way people think about something, she's one of the greatest at that craft as well. So, you know, that's probably why she's supportive of what I'm doing. I'm trying to expand the way people think about the harmonica. I'm trying to take it from like the blues color and the country color to what you just heard right before the beginning of this interview. How would you describe this kind of music, by the way?
I would say that it's first of all, it's very European. It's nothing like that we hear in America, which suits you very well. Would I play it on a hybrid jazz radio station? Absolutely. It's got elements of jazz, it's elements of rock, it's got soul, it's got energy, but then you can turn it around. You know, you've done a beautiful take on What a Wonderful World, and I'm on my knees crying when I hear that. You actually make love to that instrument. I'm not the first person to tell you that.
Oh, my gosh. I've heard, like, I didn't know you could do that with that, you know, talking about the harmonica. I've never heard the harmonica play like this before. And, yes, I have heard that before, and it always feels good to hear it.
Well, you become one with that instrument because you did this so young, and it has become a second skin for you. And one of the things that's interesting, Fred, is that I was talking about Chet Atkins in the last hour of music, and Chet Atkins had asthma, as you did. And what he did was, when he was a kid, and he did it lifelong, they didn't have back in the day anything to make the asthma necessarily better. So he would have to sit up in his chair, and he would play the guitar until he fell asleep. You found some comfort, some healing in playing the harmonica. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the harmonica definitely helped me strengthen my breathing difficulties. I figured out a way to use my diaphragm a lot more than just my lungs or my upper torso.
Yeah.
And the music I'm playing also drove that necessity. Because of the energy I'm trying to develop and share with my music, it takes a lot. It's a lot more physical than I would say a traditional harmonica player or harmonica playing. I figured out a way to almost create a third lung in my body. And until this day, I know that asthma is still creeping in the back somewhere, but at least it's been quiet for a long time. And as long as I play the harmonica, I know it will stay quiet.
That's so amazing, because my friend Jared, who plays saxophone, says the same thing helped him in learning how to play the sax at an early age. It quelled his asthma. That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful. And
what,
listen,
Jared,
yes.
Oh, wow.
He was actually incapacitated with his asthma for a while, and the doctor said, if you can focus on sax, it will really do a lot to strengthen what we need to strengthen. And look at him. Jared is going full tilt boogie, one of the best sax men ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's a really cool thing. And I'm just going to tell you at the beginning, I know that you have a gig tonight, so whatever time you can give me, that's cool. When you have to go, you say, Trish, I got to run.
Thank you. We have a moment. I'm enjoying this conversation.
Oh, good. That's great. And the piece that we heard, Fred, right before you came on the air with me, of course we heard Boogie on Reggae Woman, and that's got some significance because of your relationship with Stevie Wonder. But we played a piece from you. It has a title of Song A. Would you please explain that, because it's fascinating?
Well, If you think that every artist is very protective of their work while they are creating it, most of the time, you know, when an artist puts an album together, they only share the work in progress with fellow artists. Well, I decided to open the doors and to give access to the raw material to my audience as we are working on it. I'm giving them a chance to participate by taking on the comments that they may have over the creative work, and we may actually consider some of them.
Wow, that's wild. I don't know of any artist who's doing that. You must, but you're so creative, I wouldn't be surprised if it was yours first.
To my knowledge, I'm the first one to attempt something like this, and that's why I coined the phrase reality CD, because that's really what it is. It's it's almost like a membership card where I invite people in the studio while we're working on the album.
So, when you go to the Painted Bride on Saturday in Philly, and this is going to be a real important gig, you can ask audience members for their input, and you will take what they say into consideration very seriously.
Well, we use the format of a download card. The album is called Read My Lips. Read
yes.
is E-E-D because the harmonica is a reed instrument.
I love that.
So what we do is on the back of the download card, everybody has a unique and personal download code that allows them to have access to the server where they can download the music file. And every time we work on a new version, they receive an email, a note, telling them to go back and get the updated version of the songs, and that's basically how we go back and forth with them. The website and the Facebook are the platforms where we receive the comments and the ideas, hopefully, that will come out of their brains.
That's really fascinating, and it seems as though you are setting the standard for other artists to get more involved with their fans. Matter of fact, we had Dan Kuramoto from Hiroshima on with us on Tuesday. And Fred, you and he are of like mind so much because he doesn't view his website as merely a website so you can come and look around and buy stuff. He is investing time in it as a community. So he's thinking outside of the box, trying to put music together with other artists. And I was thinking about you, how cool a collaboration it would be with you and Hiroshima to do something together.
Oh, that would be fantastic, absolutely.
Wouldn't it be great?
Do you have his number?
as a matter of fact, I do, and I'll give it to Carla after the show so that you and he can get together.
That would be fantastic, thank you.
Yeah, and he's doing, you know, stuff that people didn't even dream to do. And now, between you and he, because I told Carla earlier, he's giving everybody at Ram's Head this weekend a sleeve. And the sleeve is so that anybody can get the download and put their CD from the website. You know, he's making sure people work for this, but it's very exciting to be able to say to folks, I'm going to give you something, and I'm going to trust that you will pick up the gauntlet and get the music that fits into this sleeve. I love that.
See, this is exactly the spirit we're trying to communicate here. The limitations are within somebody's mind and not within somebody's tool, really. And that's what I learned by playing the harmonica. It's only a 10-hole instrument. There's only 19 notes originally on it. But if you really dig in and if you look deeper than what is presented to you, you can find a world of opportunities. And it is the same thing in the music business these days. The record labels are fighting their way to maintain their comfort, I would say, at some degree, and work in a traditional way, the way they know to do. But there are so many other options for artists these days. You just have to keep your eyes open.
Yes, and actually, you know, these corporate types try to put so much control over their artists, and they don't understand how the creativity is being stifled. When you and Dan and others who are more evolved in your thinking and seeing the larger picture down the road, they're shooting themselves in the foot by putting so much manipulation over what an artist is supposed to sound like. You are all over the page, and you are as you're going down the road, you're finding your identity more and more. My God, Fred, look at the people that you've worked with. Bob James, Erica, Kindred the Family Soul, India Arie, John Legend, Prince, for the love of all that's good and holy. How did you get involved with sharing the vision of you so that they go, oh, my God, please come with me and play with me?
Well, it's really about being at the right place at the right time and seizing the opportunity when it's being presented to you.
Wow, you're not kidding. And Dave Chappelle, how did that come to fruition?
Dave Chappelle is an amazing supporter of what I'm doing. We actually are both, we have this DC connection. So we were introduced to one another by some common friends, and then we started doing some he started inviting me to some of his shows, and the rest is history. As a matter of fact, part of that history is documented on YouTube, and you can watch a video where Dave introduces me to an audience. He actually tells the story of how he introduced me to Stevie Wonder, and that is true.
I love that because it's posted on my page on Facebook. You tell this story.
Oh, no. People should go and hear it from Dave himself. He's a much better storyteller than I will ever be. Go to YouTube and Google Yonne Chappelle, Yonnet, and you'll get the whole story. It's very entertaining.
I just love the idea that Stevie Wonder heard you, and you had the utter temerity, whatever it is, to, and this is why your harmonica is your second skin. When somebody feels so good about what they do, there is no fear factor involved. There is no feeling any less than brave. Stevie Wonder just sucked into you like a vacuum cleaner. You and he resonated from Jump Street, didn't you?
Steve knows exactly how to get the best out of people. He's extremely generous. He will make you comfortable within a finger snap time. He has this seventh sense of reading people on the soul level, and that gets rid of a lot of barriers and fears when you meet him.
Interesting, yeah. When you don't have sight, the other senses come into play, and then that what I like to call the oh no eye that is working in your head is on all the time, that radar. So
that's right.
he can pick up BS pretty quickly, can't he?
Absolutely, he knows exactly who he's with in a very, very short period of time. He can see through you, absolutely.
Wow. Now, I'm not sure if Dave was right about this. He probably embellished a little bit, but do you see Stevie often?
Yeah, absolutely. No, he was pushing it a little bit by saying every Tuesdays and Wednesdays. That is a good image. Every time Stevie is in the D.C. area or when I go to L.A., or when we happen to be performing in the same city, we definitely try to connect, and when we do so, we are fortunate enough that somebody is going to be videotaping it and putting it on YouTube. If you once again, if you go to YouTube and Google YouTube some of the videos, you will see a few performances with Stevie in Boston, in Paris, in New Orleans, in Washington, D.C., in New York. So we've been doing this for almost 5 years now, on and off.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And we mentioned all these stunning artists, but I have to say, the Painted Bride gig for you this Saturday is big. Tell me about that, because that's my hometown, Philly, and I know about the Painted Bride. It's been there for years. So you're doing your thing. This is your show. Tell us.
Well, it is my show, but I mean, I'm bringing my band with me, and we're going to play some of the songs that are on Read My Lips. We're going to play some of the songs from my first and second albums before that. But the most interesting part, what I'm really looking forward to, is the jam session after the show. I'm excited. Philly is very, very rich in dance and talent. I'm aware of that. And I'm trying to create a platform where musicians will come and bring their instruments and jam with us to have a musical conversation and a musical encounter after the show.
Oh, that I didn't know about that. That's exciting. Showtime is what time is the show going to start?
I think we have a 7 p.m. and don't quote me on this. we do have a 7, and I want to say a 9 p.m. if I'm not mistaken, or 7 and 10.
And here's what people do. I have that agenda, your gig, as my Facebook profile picture. So of my 5,000 friends who are my Facebook friends, you can go there and see the time that Fred is going to play on Saturday. That's awesome.
And I think you also have a link from your Facebook page to my website and my Facebook page as well, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I'll make sure that folks know that over the next couple of days, because it's not like you are so busy. How much do you do traveling? You must be going back and forth all the time.
Oh, that's right. I went to your Facebook page. It's 7 and 9.
7 and 9. Okay. That's great. Thank you.
And the after party is at 10:30.
Okay, right. Hey, good. Okay. It looks really small when you go to Facebook, but when you blow it up, you can see everything, including that great pose that you have. I love that picture of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Stephanie Pichel from Amsterdam shot that. I do spend quite a bit of time on the road, to answer your question. And I carry my recording gear and my spare harmonicas with me everywhere I go. I feel like a bohemian sometimes, but it's part of the job, and I really love it because you meet a lot of people.
And how is it that when you get a reception back in France, do they understand your old neighborhood, how significant your career is at this point?
Some of them do. Some of them are very, very happy for me, and some of them are a little doubtful because, there's a big wall of water between France and the U.S., so
yeah.
It's a little hard for them to grasp, to have an idea of what I'm trying to do and the impact it has. At least on the audience I present myself in front of. They are very supportive. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to do a lot more work with the French equivalent of the Grammy winners over there. They are paying more and more attention. I mean, with the internet now, there's less and less distance between the countries, and that's what's beautiful.
That's right.
About.
Oh yeah, it's a global community. I love that vision because the walls have to go down. There's not time to play with that anymore. People have to feel the connection to other people because it's become such a post 9/11 world, not only in the States but all over, and people are feeling angry and depressed and sad and. They need to feel as though music is balm for them so that they can get healed. And if you open up your doors as you have to your website, that makes people feel as though they're needed because you're asking for input.
You got it. You got it exactly right. That's exactly what encouraged me, motivated me, inspired me to do this for this project, for the Read My Lips project.
Wow. That's good to know, Fred. You're feeling it too. It's a changing world, and we know that it could change one way, but if we are positive about the good things to come, then we can make it a point to make sure that happens and not just talk about it, and you're doing that.
It's a beautiful time to be alive, isn't it?
You know what? It really is. There are some definite challenges, but, we have to make sure that we realize that the world goes through these deep changes and then paves the way for glory if we allow it,
Absolutely. So are we going to be able to see you at the Painted Bride? Are you going to show up?
Well, here's my deal. I wish I could split myself in two. Because I committed myself to Ram's Head to see Hiroshima. Now, here's the thing. A lot of my friends in Philly are very interested in seeing you, so you're going to see droves of them. You are also going to be in Chestertown, Maryland, in October.
That's right.
Yes, you're going to be at the Prince Theater as part of their Downrigging Festival, and that's huge. I will see you then because that's going to be, what, the 29th?
The 29th of October, that's right.
That's exciting. Yay. So are you going to have your same folks with you band-wise that you will have at the Painted Bride?
Same band. The songs would have probably evolved from the shows in Philly. I can guarantee you that it's going to be a lot more. It's going to have a lot of energy. It's going to be a beautiful show. I'm excited to go over there. I'm honored to be here. Theater.
Yeah, and the you are really keeping up to date on your website, which is fabulous. It's fredyanne.com, correct?
That's correct. If you can't spell it, just Google Fred Harmonica. That's an easy way to find me.
That's great. You know what? You asked me the question earlier, so I'm going to ask you. We played song A as it's going through its evolution earlier. How do you see your music?
That's what's interesting about Read My Lips project. I've been asked this question before, and I'm now trying to get to the other side of the mirror. But I see it as hopefully energetic, encouraging, healing, because I believe music has this power. That's what I'm trying to aim towards, and definitely fun and spontaneous. On stage, at least, it's extremely spontaneous. We have a set list. Of course, we know each other so well with the guys that we can take a song as a starting point and end up in places we had never experienced before, we had never been before. So I'm trying to keep it open as my life has been to me. So it's a reflection of my life. The music is a reflection of the experiences I'm going through in life. And so far, they've been wonderful. So I hope the music reflects that.
Well, it's so interesting, Fred, because now because of this particular show, a hybrid jazz show, there are people that are coming forward and saying, could you listen to my music and tell me what you think? I just heard from a young woman, beautiful woman in Moscow, and she has this music. She sings and she plays keyboard, and her music is a combination of what she has learned in Russia, folk music combined with jazz. Holy cow! It's
really?
It's just unearthly beautiful. So just by the nature of the instrumental music, my ear hears it as a kind of jazz. When you mix it in with other stuff, you know, the old stuff that we have heard as jazz or new fusion stuff like what Hiroshima is doing, then you are in this mix and you belong so perfectly. So keep your ears open to those possibilities of what folks are doing to infuse new life into the genre of jazz.
It's interesting you say that because I'm actually considering some lyrics to that song you just played earlier, and we're considering some lyrics for the whole album, as a matter of fact, so we can reach out to an audience that is not necessarily fascinated by just the musicality, but also by the poetry of the music. I think you can really create some beautiful artwork with a good balance of the two. So that's what we're working on as well.
That's really cool because the image of you that I've had, not knowing you, but knowing about you through the folks that we know in the Baltimore, D.C., Virginia area, you have struck me as a musical ballet player.
Oh, that's interesting.
So because it's not only the dynamic of your energy on stage, but the way that you allow your instrument to flow. It's almost like a dancing situation. And you mentioned art. You are the consummate artist. It's not just because you play, but you take into consideration the other elements into how it is that you convey that piece. It's mind-blowing. Nobody else is like you. You're aware of that, right?
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Thank
wow.
you. I think it has
helped. Yes. Oh, it most certainly is. How do you see your music down the road? What do you envision? Is there a dream that you want to share about what you would like to do?
You know, it's kind of hard for me to say because all these experiences you've mentioned earlier, playing with Stevie Wonder, meeting Erica, or touring with Prince, all of these are things, events in my life that I would have never dared dreaming of, but they happened naturally, even before I had a chance or the audacity to dream them or to dream about them. So I'm trying to keep my spirit as sensitive to the opportunities as I had in the past, and I'm just keeping my eyes open and my ears open for the most part. Trying to really breach out, trying to incorporate the harmonica in a very wide range of music and genres with as many different cultures as possible. I think the harmonica is a very serious instrument, and
yes.
It's very underestimated because there's a technical difficulty, but when it shines in the, when it is being brought in the context of a live band, it really can create some amazing atmospheres and vehicle a beautiful range of emotions. So I'm just going to keep going that route.
And that's funny that you should mention it. My gosh, what amazing artistry we've had on the show this week, because Dan Kuramoto the other day was talking about June. June Kuramoto learned koto from a Japanese master. And, you know, that instrument is the centerpiece for what Hiroshima has done since 1974.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing, the longevity of these instruments? And you don't necessarily think about it, but my gosh, incorporating all these different kinds of elements into the music and the reverence that somebody has for an instrument, that's the basic point of this. You have reverence for the harmonica. Do you know the origins of the instrument? Because I'm fascinated.
Sure, the free reed, which is the metallic reed inside the harmonica, there's 20 of them in the harmonica I play. The free reed was invented in China, and then the grandfather of the harmonica is pretty much the accordion, because the accordion is built out of huge, humongous harmonicas in the middle of in between that venting system. And as a matter of fact, accordion companies started making harmonicas because it was a lot cheaper and a lot easier to carry. I mean, all the good things that drew me towards the instrument motivated them to build them in the first place. And then a couple of hundred years ago, when America was getting ready to be colonized by the Europeans, they brought the instruments with them, and the rest is history. That is how it was incorporated in the Marin Band package, shared with people who could not really afford to buy an instrument. And yeah.
Wow. That's a long history, actually. Man, I never really thought about it, but you just stated that beautifully.
I'm going to be able to answer one more question, and then.
Yes. Okay. No, I completely understand. All right. Do this for me. I know that you are going to go and do a gig, and there is two songs that I downloaded today.
Okay.
I have song A, and I also have song G, which is mellower. You want to set that up a little bit for me, and give me a little idea of where you are going with this, and I'll let you go.
Song A is the one you just played earlier, and it's a bouncy and very energetic song that I hope will put people in a bright mood in the morning before they go to work. Right now, we are still calling them by letters because we are considering titles. We're taking on suggestions on the website for titles and see what it evokes into people's minds. G is a little bit of the opposite, but it's still. It's still a melody that I hope will stick to your ribs, and will encourage people to come to the Painted Bride on Saturday night.
Well, that's awesome. And for folks who are on Facebook, and there's a lot of them, my profile picture will be there for the next many hours, so you can see exactly the times that Frederic Yonne is going to play on Saturday. Fred, thank you so much for all your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really was. And I will see you if I can possibly swing it. If I'm going to do this heck or high water a couple of times in the next few months to see you, because I'm consumed with you playing on stage, and I'm going to share some more YouTubes with my folks on Facebook.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your support. I look forward to meeting you one of these days, okay?
You will. Thank you so much, Fred. Thank you. God bless.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's the way we do it. Oh, my gosh, how amazing is that to be able to talk to somebody who is so involved in their instrument and can explain the origins of the instrument and the direction that may or may not be where he wants to go. It's so fascinating to know that an artist is passionately involved with what they do. I just love it so much. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. We just spoke to Frederic Yonet, or Fred, as his friends call him, and his wonderful staff. Carla, thank you so much, sent me this piece earlier in the day, and I spent some time listening. We heard song A. We're going to get to song G. Really amazing stuff from Fred. And if you need to, actually, no, you do need to, go to Fred Yonet, YONNET.com, and see the unbelievable kinds of events that he has been involved in, who he has played with, what he's doing to make sure that his music is palatable for you so that you can get involved. Just so cool. Here it is, as it stands right now, Song G from Frederic Yonet. Thank you. Yeah. Man, it's so good to be able to do this show. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and that was Frédéric Yanné and an untitled song. I just have an up-tempo song and a mellow track, and that was song G. Frédéric has a different kind of concept, as he is funneling along in his quest to complete his new work, and he wants to get input from varying folks as to what direction he should go. So you can have your input on his website, Fred Yonne, YONNET.com. Frédéric is going to be in Philadelphia, my hometown, on Saturday night at the Painted Bride, a couple of different shows, all that information at his website, on my Facebook page as well, making sure that people know to gravitate to this particular artist, because I'm not kidding you. The folks that think the world of him, Dave Chappelle, Prince, Stevie Wonder, Bob James, Erykah Badu, who posted something on his page today at on the first page of the website to let people know to go see him in Philly. That's how much Erykah Badu thinks of him, like she doesn't have a lot of time, right? Oh, my goodness. So there you know about Mr. Yanné from France. Just a pleasure to speak with him. So intelligent, so passionate. When you have that kind of all of it together in one package, just amazing. Just so you know, I want to make sure you know about our brother Kirk Whalum. He is going to be tomorrow night, that's Friday night the 23rd, in Camp Hill near Harrisburg. He's going to be doing the Gospel According to Jazz on a small scale with his good friend Ben Tankard, who is one of the most prolific in gospel jazz music. They're going to have a really wonderful time. Ben is a pastor as well as a recording artist, and this is going to be certainly available, all this information at kirkwhalum.com. So know that Hiroshima as well is going to be, actually tonight they're at Scullers in Boston, tomorrow night at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia. Ram's Head, the show that will stop folks in their tracks, because Hiroshima is going to be launching new music. This is the first time that folks will have a chance to hear it from the forthcoming new music CD. We're excited. Yes, Dan, John, if you're listening, God love you. I really do, and we'll see you on Saturday. And then I should tell you this, too, that Heidi Martin, also tomorrow night at Andi Music on North Charles Street in Baltimore. If you like the kind of music that is straight ahead, old school, beautiful, pure, raw jazz, Heidi Martin is the woman to see. She's going to have some people with her that will blow your socks off. So HeidiMartin.com has the information there. I'm going to close out the show. We have a little time to play a couple more tracks. And I just want to say in closing that this has been a very powerfully affecting past 24 hours. Without going into a whole lot of specifics, you know as well as I do that there was a man that we lost last night, and I'm going to play this song for Troy Davis. I promised myself that I wouldn't fill it, but it's just been one of those days. And music being the powerful influence that it is as far as healing, this song by Fred is going to do it to you. Despite what is out there sometimes, despite what you encounter on a day-to-day, I would venture to say that still it's a wonderful world. And by golly, we're going to hear it. We have so much lined up for you next week that it's mind-blowing. Oh, my goodness. We are going to turn a new page, and we're going to get to some music and some guests and some things that you might not have known about the people that you're going to hear. And that's the whole notion of Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, morning, day, and life. And we're going to give you the impetus to help that just a little bit. We're the great facilitators here. Frédéric Yanné, what a wonderful world. God bless. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.